Invoking the inner friend. Just let your body relax in that caring, loving presence. And just spend a moment just being present, being fully embodied. Feeling your body relax in the presence of the inner friend. See if you can let go of any tension that might be being stored in the body right now, any upset. As the body continues to relax, turn your attention toward your mind with that attitude of care and friendship. And let the mind relax. The mind relaxes when it feels cared for and when it's welcomed. Whatever the thoughts or feelings or emotions that are there, just welcome them into your own presence. Or whatever the thoughts and feelings may be, don't push them away. Just be with them, letting the mind feel accepted as it is. And you as an inner friend are not there to judge, you're there to help, to be a friend, to understand. Let your mind come into relationship with you as a safe place, a trustworthy place. nature, your own being is really such a safe home. Just to gently turn your attention just toward your own presence, the one who is present to the mind and welcomes the mind, whatever thoughts may be there, whatever feelings may be there, giving the mind that safety. But just notice your own being, what you are like, this me, differentiated from your thoughts and feelings and experiences, just your own presence. Just kind of gently focus, let the mind focus a little bit on your own self rather than on what you're thinking or feeling. The body continue to relax. And let the mind continue to relax in you. Yourself naturally provides a welcoming presence, and it's so nice to carry that with us. Just imagine always being able to go home and feel loved and welcomed. You have that as your own nature, actually. So when the mind discovers that safe, beautiful home, it's always carrying its home with it. So imagine you're upset about something, or something has hurt you or disturbed you somehow, and so you go home, go to your home, and in your home is somebody who really loves you, is happy to see you, and then wants to know what's going on, what's the matter, tell me. And then you go and you sit there and you talk and you tell that person who loves you. That person really is with you all of the time. That is your nature. The mind can have all types of emotions and reactions and problems and whatever it happens to be going through, but yourself will always be there for you without any rejection, no pushing away, no criticism. Just gently turn toward your own presence and kind of recognize if there's some negativity going on that belongs to the mind. So you just welcome it. I understand what's happening. What are you feeling? But turning toward yourself, you recognize none of that is there. My nature is constant. It's constantly, just by your nature, welcoming. There's nothing about you that is a cause for fear. Just notice that we actually say, have a word for it, the self, your own being is abhayam. Abhayam means it's free from fear. Your being doesn't cause fear, nor is it afraid. Sitting as your body relaxes and letting your mind relax into the safety of your own being. Just think of me, your own self. Don't worry about it being the body or not the body or not being the mind. Or that doesn't matter right now. Just notice your own simple presence of me. Most familiar. Gently focusing on your own presence, whatever thoughts or feelings are passing through, or whatever sounds or sensations are passing through the mind. See if you can notice that they don't really disturb me at all. It's not like the mind has to shut down all experiences in order for me to be, for me to shine as I am. They really actually don't disturb myself at all. Just let yourself relax. Listen to the sounds outside. Allow your mind to have whatever thoughts or feelings it has. All the while just kind of noticing that those thoughts and feelings and perceptions aren't covering me or changing me in any way. Just feel your body giving up any tension and kind of relaxing into space. So the contours of the body you can barely distinguish from the space that you're seated in. And feel the mind, because of being accepted, because of being loved, the mind can just relax also. Whatever feelings or thoughts are there are accepted and welcomed, and so there's no tension. You're allowed to have feelings. So feel the mind relaxing in that acceptance. Letting the mind gently focus on or acknowledge your own presence. Let it continue to expand and relax. there are any feelings or emotions, let them be with you and you be with them. It's as though they relax into you and you relax into them. Allowing all of your experiences to remain to be as they are. Just gently focus on your own presence, this me. And just make this very subtle shift, just focusing on your own presence, on your own being, the me. Now just be me. Just be yourself. Welcoming, allowing all experiences to be without any resistance. Just be yourself. This very personal me, notice that see if you can notice your own freedom, that you're not big, you're not small. There's no change. I simply am. Whole and complete as I am. Just the me. Not the experiences that are coming and going, allow those to be, but just notice your own silent presence. Just you. It's not a new experience, it's just that you're being with yourself instead of the mind. Being lost in all the experiences that are coming and going. You're just resting in yourself right now, just being you and noticing. If your mind is buzzing around trying to find you, just let it relax. If the mind is feeling restless or anxious or has any concerns, then let it tell you about it. Gently focus on your unconscious or the little ones inside. If there's any inner restlessness, if anyone has anything to say, any of the little ones. Ask them to tell you what it is, what's going on. Let them feel the safety of your own presence, the care of your own, the very natural care of your own being. let me talk a little bit about some things I'd like you to continue to work on. The situation is this for all of us, that when you're upset or hurt or angry, your mind is reacting in one way or another. It's really what it boils down to is that you don't feel loved. It's very simple. You don't feel loved. The good news is that the very source of that ananda or love is really your own nature. We'll see this more and more as we go through, you know, this unfoldment. So when we're doing this contemplation, as we kind of just relax and just be with yourself and you accept whatever is going on in your mind or whatever hurts or agitations are there or anger or anything, as there, as you accept it and welcome it, it comes into that state of being cared for because that is your nature. And that love doesn't come and go. So it's safe. So it's such a wonderful thing to kind of discover that that inner sanctuary, you know, because then when your mind is hurt or upset or you're feeling uneasy or just isolated in one way or another, you can just bring your mind home, you know. But then we have to learn how to do that because we're not used to doing that. We're not used to doing it because there's so much identification between whatever the mind is and myself that I'm not used to just being able to come home. But certain language that we use allows that to happen. Like, for instance, just if you're having some sort of a reaction or hurt or something's going on, is just kind of that attitude, it's okay, you can be with me. Think of taking your little child, you know, who's upset and hurt, and then they just want to crawl into your lap and you hold them and then they become okay. They become okay because they feel wanted, they feel cared, they feel loved. And so that's what we can offer. That's because that is your own nature, but the mind hasn't discovered it. Once it discovers that, then it has this sanctuary inside, this self that is love. It's just its nature. It can't be different. It's not like, well, now I'm loving, but, you know, I may not be tomorrow. It's not like that. It simply is that way. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. It can't change itself. Nobody else can do anything about it. And so that's what makes it so secure and so safe, so that we have that inner home, safe, beautiful home, always there. It just needs to be discovered. And the discovery is a discovery of the obvious once we discover it, because that's who I am. It's not somebody else. Even when we say relax, just be yourself, you know. Yourself becomes dominant in your experience when you relax and you're not rejecting anything. We have feelings and reactions around the feelings and all of that, and that makes us feel very isolated, and then we become more tense and all of that. But if you know this kind of, it's almost like a trick or a training in a way where you just realize, it's okay, you can be with me. And then your buddhi or your intellect or the deeper mind actually relaxes, accepting the stressful part, right? The stressed part is coming into the relaxed mind that welcomes it. And the self of the relaxed mind is your own being, the me, which is always there, you know. And so we have to kind of get used to the territory here, that recognition of that safe place, that safe home that's always available. Because then I don't have to always try to find it outside, because it's not always available outside, you know. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's really not. But it doesn't matter if it's available outside or not, if it's just always there as your very being. That's what I'm saying. And so part of what we're doing as we do these classes, and hopefully, you know, you kind of work with this during the day and doing some contemplation, and just when you're walking around, you don't always have to sit in meditation to be in meditation. It's just that recognizing your own presence, you know, and bringing your mind home to it without rejecting what is going on. Instead of rejecting your feelings or your reactions, you welcome them. So it's okay, you can be with me. You know, no pushing away. And then you find these reactions kind of dissipate, just like what happens with a small child. They come home to mommy or daddy and they feel loved and wanted and their problem goes away and they're happy. We're like little children like that. You have to come home and the problem goes away and we're happy. You know? Okay. That's good. Okay. So we have to work on it because we don't naturally do this unless you've discovered it. You know, you do usually the opposite, actually. You become tense and unhappy, and then you're looking outside to try to find, to fix it somehow, and it just gets worse, and ugh. So we're just going to accept it and let it be. It's much, much easier. It's wonderful, actually. So that's our task.